And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the Negron universe. We are next to the usual suspects, that is, with me, Joel Blank, the Blank Man, Barry Laminack, the runway model, and Nick Sharara, the master of the plus-size Latina. You can reach us throughout the show at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You can also reach us on Twitter or our Facebook page. Just type in the usual suspects and realize there is no domain or page associated with that name because we don't have any. So therefore, you're clicking and you're not good to go. AJ, what's up? Barry, what's up?
Sports and stuff like that. What's up with you?
Sports.
Sports.
Yeah, sports.
Sports.
You can reach us also by our Twitter handles. At Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny, and of course, at the producer Nick with an I, not a one.
This is going to be a train wreck. Oh, God. This is, I don't have any internet. I'm just going to bitch about the internet for 30 minutes.
Wait,
is that
you
cool?
You're the fifth most popular Hoffman in Houston, the station, and you don't have internet?
Wait, was it America, Houston, or the station?
Which one? He's the second most important in the station.
Okay, behind Ken.
Ken.
Yeah.
Of course.
I forget. I don't keep track of the Hoffmans.
Ken brings donuts.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
How come I've never seen a Ken Hoffman bring donuts?
Because you don't get here early enough.
All right, let's not start throwing stones.
Sports! Well, the most important thing is, do you have internet?
I don't. I don't know. I can't work like this. I can't do a show.
All I know is I had Oklahoma State plus 15 last night, and that didn't work out.
Oh,
so
God.
Well.
Can you imagine?
Internet's not working? Email jong.lee@galmedia.com.
Yes.
What is that? Again, Nick, can you give me the website? Was that with a zero or an O?
With an O. Dot Lee.
Could you imagine how many people are pissed off right now that are getting
there
are their
cars like, swerving off the road
they're getting in
so
their
they
car.
Can text and tweet?
No! No! What happened to the Blitz? Oh my God! Shut up.
And then there's other people going, woo!
Yeah, we're going to be here for 30 minutes. There's no Blitz today.
And the Blitz is off.
There's no reason for them to come up for 30 minutes. It didn't make sense. So we're going to fill in for the time being.
We're going to prevent.
713-780-3776 is your number.
713-780-3776 if you want to reach the program.
So first text, what is this? It's the safety blitz.
Did you watch the game last night?
Bad news, guys. The Blitz has been canceled for today. It's all right. That's scared a few people, I'm sure.
Did you watch the game last night?
I didn't. 713-780. No. People are like, what is going on? Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Did you?
I did, and I feel really bad for Russell Wilson.
Why?
Because talk about a guy that has to shoulder the load.
Well, he's dating a hot chick, or he's married
to
a hot chick.
Now.
Yeah, why? He's great fourth quarter comeback guy. It's not his fault that they can't make a field goal.
Because the whole defense, the Legion of Boom is gone. He's got no resources besides of Doug Baldwin, no running game, and yet he kept him in that game.
I still haven't decided if that was a good game last night or a poorly defensed game. You know what I mean? Like, because on the one hand, that was a fun game to watch. But on the other hand, you're like, God, the defenses were garbage. Special teams was garbage. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
From a fan's perspective,
it was exciting.
It was a great game to watch because there was tons of scoring. There was lots of action. There was a lot of athleticism. But, I hear you from the standpoint of, like I said, from the defensive perspective, you take Richard Sherman out and Cam Chancellor, and Thomas was half of him. He's got dealing with a hamstring injury. So he was, barely noticeable. Defense was optional.
Yeah.
But man, from an offensive perspective, a scoring perspective, special teams with all the run backs and things like that, it was pretty fun to watch.
Good times. And if they would have tried to get in a few more yards, the Seahawks may have tied that game up. And of course, if Pete Carroll isn't an idiot and tries to fake a field goal going into halftime.
God, that was the bonehead.
They would have had a chance to win the game. Nobody's fault but Blair Walsh that they can't make a 51-yarder kicked at 50 yards. So I could see where they may have tried to get a few more yards on a running play, left, right, center up the ball.
Well, not with Eddie Lacy.
Well, yeah.
He might lose
yards.
There's
that problem, too.
Yeah, they have no running game. And as good as Wilson is, he's great. I mean, and he, like you said earlier in the day, I mean, look, when you give that guy a minute and a half and all they got to do is get into field goal range, mm-hmm. it's pretty much a guarantee he's going to get you there. So, I mean, it's...
phone lines. We have lots of calls.
Wait, Barry, what lines are you talking about? What would they have to call to be a part of that?
713-780-3776. HRP listener line. Who's up first?
Let's go
with Gil.
Gil, you're on the line. You want to get on the show. What's up?
Gil. Yo, man, this is just hilarious. And if you clown AJ like that for the next 30 minutes, I would not mind. That was off the chain, man. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm home now, but thank you, and happy holidays.
Sports! Thanks, Gil.
Appreciate it, Gil.
Yeah. You know, I owe AJ. Trust me. Me and AJ go back and forth all the time. So he gets his in plenty. Yesterday before the show,
oh, yeah.
He was murdering me in the hall about my raggedy beard. So I owe AJ. So I don't feel bad. I don't. And he'll return volley. They'll return
well,
serve.
Here's the thing. You've I'm always been concerned. The one to do it to them, but I'm always the one taking it from them.
Oh, please.
So I always get heat from them when I'm driving home listening to them. So with pleasure, I delivered something to them.
That was fun. That was
very fun.
Yeah.
It's good. All right, we still got more calls to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we'll get to them. We don't the Blitz usually doesn't take calls in the first segment. But we only have two segments, so maybe
we've
we should.
We've already proven we're not the Blitz.
That's true. That's true. You want to take Hitesh?
Yeah, because we only get Hitesh, you're up. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Glad y'all are in the 4 o'clock hour. Sports. You know, the other two guys from the Blitz don't like it when we woo, but since you guys are here, I just want to give a big woo!
Woo!
Thank Wait, you, that's Hitesh. What I'm talking about.
Nick, let me hear one from you.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Don't we all feel better driving home now?
Just going to do this for 30 Sports. Minutes. Sports, Hitesh. Thank you. Stuff.
Sports. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call, Hitesh. That's awesome. Now they're calling and wooing. We have ruined their 30 minutes. I'm sure they are thrilled right now.
I'm pretty much thinking they don't think that we're the gem of the day.
No.
The gem of the day.
You actually sound pretty good singing that.
Thank you.
You did that pretty well.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to have to, maybe we'll do Barry on Bollywood later.
Okay.
Yeah. We have time for that? No? All right. We won't do that.
We could.
No.
We can make time for that.
I would have to prepare for that, and I'm just not into that. I don't prepare.
No?
I don't prepare for the Blitz.
I think we offended Trey, by the way, because he ran into the production studio looking over
what
Kirsten
Trey
and Nick's
want?
Shoulders like, is this really happening? Are you guys doing this to my favorite show on the known universe? Next to Oasis, this is what I listen to before bed.
Thank you, NASCAR Johnny. Said, oh, sweet. Overtime for the usual suspects. Nope, it's the new Blitz.
It's the prevent.
713-780-3776 is your number.
So did you bet the game last night, Barry?
I don't have any money.
What are the odds that you'll bet the games this weekend?
0.0%. I have no money. Here's the thing. I would love to bet because it sounds like they have some fun when they do it. But I have so much bad luck. That anytime I would bet that team, even if it was a cold stone lock of the week kind of thing, they would lose. I have the
I'm
absolute
with you.
Worst
I would
luck.
I feel like when I watch sports and I see the games where that's never supposed to happen and it happens, or like last night, I would be the guy that was relying on that field goal to be made and come up a yard short.
Right.
That or the extra point that hits the upright and doesn't go through. That would be what screws me out of money. That's why I don't bet.
Right. We're getting a lot of stay classy bitches text, but I think it's stay sportsy bitches, not classy.
Yeah, it's sexy bitches.
Stay sportsy bitches.
And stay sexy. Or, I mean, stay sportsy, yes.
I think the overall, I think we nailed the intro.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's been the theme right now on the text line, which is... 713-780-3776.
That's right. If you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776.
You want to get one more call before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mike,
do
Mike,
what's up?
Sports.
Sports, my friend.
Mike, you there? Oh, Mike.
Oh, Mike hung up?
Mike, you there?
Mike, what's up?
Can you hear me now?
Sports, Mike, sports.
Sports. What the hell is going on?
Hey, fellas. Hey, check it out. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Hey. Great intro. I had to say it. I couldn't text it. I spit my water in my windshield because of you guys.
So, appreciate it, man.
Another 30 minutes of you guys. Hey, I'm cool with it. Just don't tell the other guys. Hey, keep it going.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks, man.
It's all love, man. They bust our chops. We bust theirs. That's what we do at this station. We're all
under one family roof.
That's right. I'm sure that we're going to, if somebody was filling in our time slot, they would be doing the same thing.
I guarantee you someone would be yelling, "What up, H-Town?"
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I totally would.
You do it anyway.
Well, I know. Yeah. I make fun of our show and I'm on the show.
Yes.
That'll tell you where my head's at. That's not good.
All right, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to Dave South and the Texas Aggies Radio Network. It's a short show today, so we're extending the usual suspects with a little fun at the expense of the Blitz. Back with one more segment to go. Don't go anywhere, and be safe driving home right here on ESPN 97.5.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And we're back on the Safety Blitz. No, it's not the Blitz that you're used to. It's Barry and Joel and Nick filling in for the Blitz because it's a short, abbreviated show today. We're doing extended time so that those guys can have some time off before we turn it over to the Aggie Basketball Radio Network at 4:30 for game time. So, Barry.
What's up?
The reception was good for our little...
Yeah, some people are like, what the hell is going on? Who is this? Who are you people? What is going on? There's 30 minutes before Aggie basketball, so we're filling in for the Blitz. They just extended the usual suspects. So that's what's going on.
Exactly.
Just relax.
I just got 20 tweets in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying that they love it, but you know that they're going to kill you. I'm like, yeah, we'll live. We'll deal with it.
Yeah, the text line is going crazy as well. So good times. What happened to the guy that wanted to talk to me? Somebody called and wanted to talk to me. Did they hang up? Don't be scared, Johnny. I saw you on the list.
To you like calling you out?
I don't know. I don't care. That's what I'm saying. Don't be scared. Call in. Let's do this. What do we want to talk about? William wants to talk about A&M.
William, let's what's up? William.
How y'all doing today, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Sports.
Hey, man, I hate to get off topic, man. I see y'all having a good mellow show, man. But I kind of had a question, man, about college coaching, man. I love changes. I think it's good for programs, especially when they need it. But I kind of had a question about what's the difference between Oklahoma State and Texas A&M with Gundy and Sumlin. I mean, both of them has underachieved in their programs, but I'm just trying to figure out why is Sumlin so much on the hot seat and not Gundy. Just trying to hear you guys' opinion on that.
I can tell you first things first, William. Boone Pickens loves some Mike Gundy. And when you've got the support of the number one major, and when I say major, that's all capital letters, donor to the program, and he sends out a letter stating how much he supports his head coach, that's a safety net and a half. I don't think Kevin Sumlin has that same safety net at A&M, and I think that, you know, I think the standards are a lot higher for whatever reason at A&M.
Well, when you have the resources that A&M has versus the resources that Oklahoma State has.
Meaning what? Not facilities.
Facilities
are great
money.
At A&M, but facilities are great at Oklahoma State, too.
Yeah, but A&M... From a facility standpoint, from a stadium standpoint,
dude,
tradition,
you see the money that
everything
Boone
else,
Pickens put into that their
I get it,
football
I
facility.
Get it, but I'm just telling you, A&M is in a class. They are in the upper echelon in this country. The expectation is higher because of that. The expectation that they're in Texas, that they have been one of the better teams in Texas. The SEC was supposed to help them recruit better. Everything says that A&M should be a better program than they are. And that's the big difference is the resources overall, not just money, but overall resources that they have to recruit and win games is better than what's at OSU And that's why he's being held to a higher standard.
I'll give you the fact that they playing in the SEC means something more because you're playing in the best conference year in, year out in college football. But, you know, Boone Pickens has put a ton of money into giving them every resource possible from the standpoint of, you know, facilities and such. But, you know, I get it that they're playing in the SEC, but, you know.
I'm just telling you, I think it's a resource thing, and that's what it comes down to. It's the expectations at OSU might be less. Somebody texted the show said, we're getting the store brand blitz, not the real. Yes, we are. We are the Hill Country Fair. Yep. Of the, yes, we're the, well, Dr. Thunder.
That's it, then. I'm not taking any more calls. That's it. No more calls today. I'm done.
We're the Dr. Thunder of the Blitz. That's what we are. Hey, do you want to do the gym of the day?
Wait.
Oh.
Oh, there's the first one of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
Dude, I love that you burped. That's hilarious. All right. So police warned not to eat spoiled, trash-picked turkeys. A Maine police department is warning residents to steer clear of black market butterballs. The police department in Falmouth reports a Hannaford supermarket had to discard frozen turkeys that thawed out because of a mechanical failure. Police say the problem is that someone collected them from the trash bin with the idea of redistributing them. Police say people should be aware of the black market turkeys because they're dangerous to consume. They urge any consumers who came across them to put them in the trash where they belong. That is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
Seriously, it's like dumpster diving.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Do you know how much trouble I got in?
Yes, you did. I was in the room when you got that tongue lashing.
I got in so much trouble for changing that song. Woof. I got a stern talking to about that. I got scalded pretty. Look, John came into the producer. Yeah, I got a pretty stern talking to about that, but it was worth it. Just to hear Fred and AJ when it played the one time, they were just like, what the hell is going on? What is that?
Yeah, they were not happy.
What is that? I don't understand what's happening right now. They were just disoriented. It was worth getting in trouble for.
Normally, when we get ready to leave and they come in, Fred says, "What's up, sexy bitches?" Yeah. And he just starts shooting the bull.
He was not
and
having
instead,
it. The
he
next
came
day.
In with the most stern principal face on in the world, and I was trying to get my stuff together. And he's like, "Yeah, Barry,
yeah, don't do that.
That don't ever do that again."
Somebody wants to know: will the safety blitz be on the podcast?
Yeah, I probably
okay.
will.
All right, so this 30 minutes of pure gold will be on the podcast at podcastarena.com. What's the number to reach the show, Joel?
I'm not taking any more calls, Barry. I said it already. But if you want to try, in case I change my mind, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776.
281 wants to know, what are the odds this is not the Blitz? Percent 1,000.
Yeah, this is a Tuesday. You know how we do it, but we don't do it. But, you know, if you want to pretend it's a Wednesday, put some odds on it. We may take it.
Joel does an amazing Fred. That's from Aaron.
Ray, you want to get in here on odds. What are the odds, Ray? You want to talk about odds?
Yeah, sports, guys.
Sports!
Yeah, Fred and AJ, what are the odds that the usual suspects will now be off of ESPN? I'll hang up and listen to that.
Percent 99. I mean, you know, there's always
the
chance.
The same percentage as the quarterback ranking for the quarterback of my beloved Buffalo Bills.
Somebody wants to know what's AJ's record in MMA. Undefeated. He's an undefeated cage fighter, as am I. That's not true.
Fake news.
Yes.
Hashtag fake news.
Somebody said this is the worst. Thank you.
Was it Peterman?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the odds
it's
are the same
Tuesday as Tuesday on the Blitz.
What is it? Peterman was quarterback ranking was like a 0.3. Well, that's
yeah.
That's the odds
is,
right there.
Our QBR for the Blitz is 0.3. That's a nice. Nailed it.
It's fine. We still got people that are loving it. Jimmy wants to get in here on the odds. You want to take Jimmy's call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports!
So, guys, I know it's Tuesday and all, but I got a what-are-the-odds question for y'all.
Shoot it.
What is the odds that AJ hears what y'all are doing right now, he craps himself and it gets all over his carpet and he has to call Aubrey the Odie at Dirt Free Cleaning to get it done and cleaned up.
Thanks for the call. I don't know because I can't get on the internet. I don't know. I'm important and I need the internet.
I'm the third most important Hoffman in this building. There's got to be a Hoffman upstairs somewhere.
Wait, you can't do my character and Fred.
I can try.
Stop bleeding over into my character, Joel.
You didn't burp.
That's true. Don't make us fight. We're going to fight now. Look.
John is
applauding the blitz now. We've made it. Oh, my God.
He's applauding you complaining about AJ.
He's applauding me complaining like AJ. Okay, that's good. Nailed it. I've known AJ for, God, 7 years now. I think I could pretty much do him dead on. I know. All you got to do is just come on here and complain. It's easy.
And rip other people.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I owe him. He was getting me too good in the hallway yesterday.
Well, he lit you up.
He did.
He started in the studio and waited for you, and he almost missed his cue to get on his own show.
I know.
He was lighting you up.
Well, you know, it's if he disagrees with the take you have, he'll tell you no matter what. It's almost as bad as the interns. You remember how for a while we couldn't get away from the interns coming in while we were on the air and just telling us why we were wrong? Now AJ's doing it. I don't need that.
I mean, one proves to you he's listening.
Yeah.
But when he's listening, he's also commenting. And it was like where were we when we were when we were doing the broadcast over at Revelry, and his show didn't start for 3 hours, but he just decided to sit down, pull up a chair, and grab a mic, and then it was like you couldn't get rid of him.
Yep. Good times. Good times indeed. So who's winning this Aggie basketball game?
Nick, who you picking tonight against the Aggies yesterday?
Who you got, Nick?
Are you bitter?
Break it down for us.
I thought the Cowboys could do it for us.
Who are they playing? The Aggies.
Aggies?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Oh, damn it, Nick. You failed us.
I just wanted the Cowboys to win. I didn't care.
Why? Because you don't want to be here right now?
I wanted to bounce.
I know. I wanted to be gone at 2 o'clock myself. But, you know, it's whatever. So you...
Did you tell your best friend, by the way, that you're using his headset?
You son of a...
I'm just asking a question. Because for all the things that this show is today, you're filling in for him, so you're actually using his actual headset.
Why, of all things, Joseph, why would you throw me under the bus?
I don't know. Spoiled snacks.
This bastard just outed me for using AJ's headset right now.
Oh, he did?
Yes!
That's hilarious.
As long as you're filling in for AJ, does he know you're using his headset too?
You bastard. Oh, God, I can't believe you. I would send you a sternly worded email, but I can't get on the internet. Oh, we've got calls. Oh, wow. We don't have. Okay.
Wait. You can't get on the internet? I mean, it's not like we've got anything else to do. I mean, what's everybody Damn doing it. In there that they can't get me on the internet?
Stop.
I'm not taking any more calls.
Now you're combining them.
I am. It's fun. I'm loving it.
Let's Joel. I'm loving it. Good for you. Well, that was fun.
That was a good time. So, you know, we appreciate it. You know, the safety blitz is something that maybe we can create a podcast for where you can reach us at 713-780-3776. That's the phone number if you want to reach us. If not, hey, you know what? We're going to be back at our normal time slot tomorrow for the final day before Thanksgiving, and we'll be lighting it up there from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, Nick, maybe we can use that. We can intertwine that as well.
No.
Otherwise, hey, I'm just letting you guys know, Aggie basketball is next with Dave South on the Texas Aggies Radio Network. All I can tell you guys is, if this is not what you wanted, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. And at the same time, stay sexy, sportsy bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.